Well, like the word butcher.
Good thing what up there.
Okay. All right, if the meat stayed out too long on a warm day, it would soon be bad. What would you say this meat is?
Ruined.
All right. What if, I'm after a different word, though.
Spoiled.
Yeah, that's it. Good. All right. All right, there's some cheese-type stuff that's made out of pork. Have you ever heard the term head cheese or souse? A hog's head?
Yeah.
All right, now which one would you use?
Souse.
All right. And if you had ground beef and you rolled it in tripe, or, you know, pickled it, and then sliced it and fried it, what would that be? You familiar? Have you ever done that?
No.
Eating anything like that? Okay. How about something that is cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together and then sliced and fried? You know one thing about that? You never fix that, okay. Alright, have you ever made anything, any kind of sausage out of the liver of an animal?
Liver hash.
Liver hash, okay.
Have
you ever called it liver pudding or liver pudding?
Liver pudding.
Okay. And how about sausage that had made out of the blood of an animal? Have you ever made blood sausage or blood pudding or black pudding? Okay. Now, I'm looking for a word for something that's made with cornmeal and souse and maybe the liver sausage or something like that all together. You know a word for that? You ever heard the term scrapple or cripple or punnus, punhouse? What that is, I've got it. Okay. All right. Now, if you leave the butter out too long, it gets what?
So.
All right. If you leave it out so long that it begins to, it tastes bad, what do you say?
Error.
All right, it's ruined. Do you have another word for that?
Spoiled.
Okay, well, that'll do. All right, let's see. Now, talking about milk.
And how about
when the milk stays out and it begins to get thick, what do you say about the milk?
Sour.
All right, now, it becomes a kind of milk that you do other things with. What do you call it? You use the term clabber or...
Thick.
Have you ever used the term thick milk or something like that? Or did you just use clabber?
Yes, clabber.
Okay. Alright, now the kind of white cheese you can make from, that you make out of milk, the kind that's white, not, you know, kind of soft that you can buy it now from the store, but there are some old fashioned names for it. You remember what that might have been? You make it from the clabber. You never made cheese with that. All right. Nowadays we'd call it cottage cheese, probably. But there's some old-fashioned names. I thought you might know one of them. Okay. All right. If you milk the cow and you want to get all of the hay or whatever trash might have fallen into the milk, what would you say? You better what the milk?
Strain it.
All right. Okay, now we're talking about a pie that would be baked in a deep dish, like an apple pie or peach pie. What would you call that? The kind that's in a deep dish, not the kind with a, you know, in a regular pie plate, but...
Kind of